This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Tonight, NBC adds to the venerable genre of made-for-TV disaster movies with Revelations. It's a mini-series loosely wrapped around the biblical story of the apocalypse. But if you miss it, will it really be the end of the world? Day to Day television critic Andrew Wallenstein has the answer.
If there is a merciful God out there, the end of time will strike tonight at 8:59, just 1 minute before anyone watches Revelations. The sad thing is, I usually enjoy watching The Brink of Armageddon. One of my favorites was depicted in the chilling 1976 movie The Omen, which was written by David Seltzer. And wouldn't you know it, Seltzer also wrote Revelations. But this miniseries simply recycles The Omen and mixes in a few others from the genre, like Rosemary's Baby and The Seventh Sign. Revelations is practically a scrapbook of Armageddon movies. A young child is possessed by an otherworldly being. An unrepentant murderer conjures up the voice of Satan. A shadow of a cross mysteriously appears on a mountain. Or maybe in a burrito. I don't know. I forget. Tying this all together are two central characters. Natasha McElhone plays Sister Jo, a nun who seems to be the only person on Earth noticing there's a lot of weird stuff going on.
I have no idea who you are. Only that I've been sent here by this. It's a map, written with archaic symbols from Galileo's time, drawn by a child in a comatose state who has tapped into some sort of higher consciousness. She's speaking the word of God. I know, it sounds preposterous, but as a fellow scholar, I can tell you that all the signs and symbols set forth in the Bible are currently in place for the end of days.
Sister Jo has a foil in Dr. Richard Massey, played by Bill Pullman. He's a Harvard astrophysicist who I must presume is already tenured, because he spends most of his time following her around. Their dynamic is supposed to be like the X-Files, where the skeptic and the believer constantly clash. But it's not quite X-File-ish enough, because they don't have that show's sexual tension. You're just not going to get that from a nun. And that's a shame for the always luminous McElhone, who finds herself in yet another role that waits her potential. Between her bit roles in good films such as The Truman Show and Laurel Canyon, and big parts in bombs like Solaris and Fear.com, I can't think of an actress whose talents have been squandered more over the course of a career. As for Bill Pullman, well, we're going to have to keep waiting for those talents to show up. It would have helped if they had better material. This genre is due for a bold reimagination. I mean, take Satan, for instance. Why does he always have to possess some random little girl? Don't you think if the devil were going to end the world, he'd make a more dramatic entrance that more people would notice? Like advertising on NBC, for example. Awful as Revelations is, this miniseries may be a big hit. We'll find out soon enough, but until then, here's a prophecy of my own. And it shall come to pass that a network whose ratings hath fallen will attempt to scareth thine audience into watching. But most of thy viewers will turneth the channel to Alias.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter. The NBC miniseries Revelations debuts tonight.